USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and other top Obama officials received information in response to unmasking requests targeting retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn in the final weeks of the previous administration. 37 of the 49 unmasking requests appear to have taken place prior to Flynn's phone calls with the Russian ambassador. President Trump on Fox Business reacts to the news.
I watched Biden yesterday. He could barely speak. He was on Good Morning America, right? And he said he didn't know anything about it. And now it just gets released right after he said that. It gets released that he was one of the unmaskers, meaning he knew everything about it. So he lied to your friend George Stephanopoulos.
The National Weather Service says there's a possibility of severe thunderstorms and flooding in the plains and Midwest. Some of the areas affected include Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Republicans are blocking Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's attempt to get the CDC guidelines on reopening the country released. Republican Senator Mike Braun of Indiana is accusing Democrats of trying to get CDC bureaucrats to shutter the economy.
He's really trying to let career regulators and agencies like the CDC bog down the economy again with bureaucratic hurdles.
Democrats arguing that the White House is going against some of the CDC guidelines. Simon Property Group, the country's biggest mall owner, wants to reopen malls as quickly as possible, but some local politicians and officials are pumping the brakes on easing social distancing orders during the coronavirus pandemic. Simon had to delay plans to reopen four malls in Indiana and upstate New York after criticism from local politicians. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 517 points to finish at 23,248. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Actor Matthew McConaughey is spreading an important message of hope during the coronavirus crisis. McConaughey, along with producer Roy Spence, have been creating PSAs that remind everyone that the pandemic is not about politics. McConaughey joins Fox News and reminds everyone,
I could feel that this united purpose we all have as Americans to beat this enemy and this virus, that purpose got hijacked a bit by partisan politics. And all of a sudden the narrative became, if you want to go to work, you're on the far right. If you don't want to go to work and you want to stay home, you're on the far left. And now even the mask wearing is getting politicized, where if you want to wear a mask, you wear a mask, you're a liberal, and if you don't, you're a conservative. And that's just not true. So this created a false divide, sort of two wars in America, an us versus them war and an us versus the virus war. And, you know, if we try to fight both of those wars, we're going to lose both of them. But if we try to fight the one against the virus, which is the one we should be fighting, then we're going to beat it.
And when it comes to wearing or not wearing a mask, if you're heading out in public, McConaughey says,
Please wear a mask. I haven't heard any science that says that is not a good idea. And I hope we wear a mask as a badge of honor, and not something that we feel like somebody told us we had to wear, and it takes away our identity. I think wearing a mask is not propaganda. I don't think it's partisanship or politics.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.